hanging nails. Gone, gone, little castrato. Gone, gone, little castrato. Gone, gone, little castrato. Gone, gone, little castrato. Gone, gone, little castrato.
New by the Upper Crust, Little Castrato. I'm over here cracking up as the whole CD is playing, right? That was amazing. Brand new by the Upper Crust. I'm excited. Before that, we heard from Walfam off of their Permission to Build CD. The song was called Don't Say It's Too Late. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. Phew, I got that in. Cool. And we started the set off with the Tenafly Vipers and their song Redemption Lost. We are just a cavalcade of guests tonight, and I'm so excited because everybody's awesome. Everybody is just awesome. Next up is Tracy Chevrolet. Everyone, applause, yay. Applause. Yay. I know.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, yay. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Joanne.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be so much fun.
Thank you, WMFO.
Yay.
Very exciting. Yeah, awesome. Been in the studio a couple of times in a different capacity. This is nice to have my guitar with me and be ready to play some music, put some music out there.
Yeah. And so I think, why don't we start off with a song, and then we'll go back to talk about like all the awesomeness that you're getting into.
Cool. All right. So this first song I'm going to play is my first song I've ever wrote. I wrote it in about 2004. I took a very long break from songwriting. Didn't write my next song until last year sometime. This song is called Careful.
Careful, I will fall. If I'm not careful. to walk. It seems I'm always moving on. If I'm not careful, I will fall. If I'm not careful, I will fall. If I'm not careful, I will fall. I have nothing left at all. Oh, oh. Ooh.
Awesome.
Where did everybody go? I closed the whole time and Mike vanished.
No, that's okay. You know, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yay.
And so there's a band playing.
So yeah, there's a band warming up to play live in Studio D, and we get a little preview of
theirs. Yes, I should just cop onto their rhythm and like play with at their tempo.
Yeah, there you go.
We can't fight it. It's great. The drums, it sounds good. It sounds really good.
Awesome. So you have a music series called Beauty Parlor.
Yes, I do. Yes, we do. Yes, my friend Adam Sherman and I have a music series called Beauty Parlor.
And I think it's really cool because you're in Out of the Blue Gallery, or where are you?
We're in Central Square.
You're in Central Square.
At an undisclosed location.
Undisclosed.
Go on Facebook. Yes, you can
Excellent.
Find it. Beauty Parlor is the name of the event. We're doing it monthly. We're going to take probably a couple months off in the summer, but get back to it as soon as we can.
Yeah, cool. That's you've been doing it like really very regularly.
Rapidly. Yes,
yes.
We've ramped up rapidly.
Yeah, which is very good.
Yes, yeah, it's good. We February, March, April, and May. And then yeah, June. We won't talk about June, July. We won't talk about July. Maybe August. I'm learning. It's a learning process for me. I've been in this role, but it was a long time ago, and it wasn't in this community. It wasn't with Facebook. It was back in another day where things were so different, and you know, horse-drawn carriages and rotary dial phones.
You had to have secret handshakes and meetings in dark alleys.
Yes, exactly. To just talk to other band members, other musicians. It was all done underground back then.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what is the Facebook page that people should be looking for?
Beauty Parlor, we post public events, event pages. And so this is Beauty Parlor 4 that's coming up. It's Saturday night, May 27th, and it is in Central Square in Cambridge. And we're going to start the music probably around 8:30, 8 doors open, you could say. And then 8:38, around then, we're going to start the music. And we've got Carissa Johnson.
Nice.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo. Who's kind of my heartthrob. Yeah. And the Rock and Roll Rumble winner.
Yes.
Unforgettable performances during that whole series.
Totally.
For the rest of my life. Yeah. I still thank her. And then Carissa Johnson, Vanessa Silberman, who is you could say, if you were in business, in a corporate business, a colleague of Carissa's, they tour together around the country, in the middle of the country. Vanessa's LA based. And then Jimmy Diaz is the Love Dimension, and he's going on, and then me to close it out. So it's going to be quite a night with some really great music and some great people to hang out with. I just can't wait. I can't wait.
It sounds amazing. It sounds really great.
Thanks.
So thank you for coming in to give us a live little preview of life in the beauty parlor.
Yeah, we have a good time. It's a good time there. It's been working out really well, so very happy with that. Just happy to be able to help support the music community, give myself a standing gig as well, and always have something to work towards, get to know people, you know, by booking them and being in touch with them and stuff like that. It's been great. So
that's lovely. All right, what's our next song going to be?
This one is called The Pimp, and it is very hard. I will just say my music tends to be has some graphic components to it, graphic lyrics at times. So this one doesn't specifically. They're not graphic in their content or description, but they talk about issues that are considered that way by people. So this one is The Pimp, but there's no need to fear. There's nothing graphic in it. It's just a beautiful song about a man that I loved. Okay, The Pimp. Thank you.
asking too much. So I let her be. I took a woman there. She was falling for me. So I did my job. And I pushed her down deep. Cause that's the kind of man I am. Yeah, that's the kind of man I am. Yeah, that's the kind of man I am. I'm building family. I watched a man there. He beat her till she bleed. He was doing his job. And that's a man I'll be. I trust a man there. That man is me. I give him real good love. This is the body for me. Cause that's the kind of man I am. Yeah, that's the kind of man I am. Yeah, that's the kind of man I am. I'm building family.
All right.
Woo. Took me on a journey.
Yeah.
Back in time.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Cool. When did you get the idea to start doing beauty parlor?
I got the idea to start doing beauty parlor as soon as I moved into a space where it was possible.
Oh, right.
And I started actually doing it in my previous space that I lived in Somerville. I moved to Cambridge in January, and I did a couple of shows there. But then this just seemed like we could do a regular thing. It's a perfect space for it. It's awesome. Just a perfect space for it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a great vibe. We've got cool lighting down there. One of the most important features of the room, well, besides Adam on sound, is there's a full wall sized mirror in the studio.
Hmm. So the audience is part of the performance, or
there are multiple ways that you can experience the performance. You can look at part of the performer and part of the performer's reflection. You can go back and forth. I do this because Krista Johnson has played at my house, and I watched her in the mirror, and I'm like, is this really happening? Like, is this really happening? And I look around and I feel the energy like floating around. And it's like, yes, it is. Mm. There she is, right in front of me. So you can kind of blow your mind down if you're me. That mirror. And actually, that mirror used to be that studio was a primal scream studio.
Really?
So
yes.
People screamed into that mirror as a way of therapy, of mental health therapy of some kind. And I don't know the details, but that's what I've heard. And so it holds all that energy, like screaming. So we make a lot of noise, yeah.
All right, that's good then.
That's great. Yeah, it's great.
All right, I'm watching the clock, not to be rude, but give us another song.
Okay, this one is called November. I wrote it in November 2016, and it is about the month of November. Here we go. Offering me drugs for my time.
Tracy Chevrolet, everybody.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you.
This was beautiful. Thank you so much for playing for us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so if you are interested in more amazingness, please go to the Facebook and look for the event page for Beauty Parlor.
Yes. I'm up there, too. You can find me up there, too.
Awesome. And here I am, like, trying to, like, quietly fiddle to get the next piece of music ready. We'll see if I was successful. We're going to check out some Matt... Hold on. I got to see. This is like this is the CD player that doesn't really want to cooperate too good tonight.
Difficulties. I'll just chat about that. There's a Rolling Stones tongue sticking out of a mouth over there. It's a really cool studio. It's very rock and roll in here. I really enjoy it.
Do you have any fun summer plans?
I have fun summer plans. I'm going to be recording actually as soon as possible. Yeah, so I'm going to put in a nice recording of what you've heard and some other things too. So plan number one this summer.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Cool. Thanks a lot, and let's see if I can pull us all off here.
Failures earned, eliminate the bull. And I love you the same, but to love you's insane. And I wanna settle down. I won't make a sound. I told myself I had to fall for you. And I love you to death. And I loved you the best. Yeah, life's not worth the living if I'm just letting myself down. And I loved you the same, but to love you's insane. And I loved you to death.
And there we have a bonus version, a bonus copy of some upper crust. We just heard from the song Only a Lowly Lackey, coming off of Delusions of Grandeur, the latest release of the upper crust, just put out, I think, like a month ago, or maybe even less time, over at Once. Before that, we heard from Matt York with Love You the Same, coming off of his Boston, Texas release from a couple of years ago. And I want to thank Tracy Chevrolet for coming in and playing for us a few songs. You can see her performing live this weekend at Beauty Parlor. I also want to thank Erica from The Revelations, and apologize to Jen and Andrea who were trying to call in and join her. They will be performing at Riverfest on the Antwood stage on June 3rd and at their gospel brunch, which they do the first Sunday of the month at Atwood's, on June 4th. Thank you all for coming in. Let's see. Usually we have a concert report right about now, but no one wrote one. So you guys get the very, very extremely special version, which is basically what I like. And we're going to have even some very special bed music for this, if I can get it to work. I've been having issues, which I think you know about. So hang on, seeing if I can get this. And yeah, I got it. We're going to discuss why in a second. So what I have this weekend is a list. I'm just going to run it down. This is what I'm interested in this weekend. Starting with tomorrow night at the Plow and Stars, Cold Expectations and Jim Weeks will be performing. It's going to be awesome. I'm a little partial to that one, but too bad. That's what I'm announcing. Psychic Dog will be at O'Brien's. Brown Lasers, Bird Language, and Reindeer and Medical Maps will be at the Midway Cafe on Friday. The Billy Connors Project with Ready Teddy and State of the Union will be at Club Bohemia also on Friday. Muddy Ruckus will be at Toad in Cambridge on Friday, which is kind of awesome. And The Liars, which I played earlier, are releasing a box set. This will be at Once with the Cal Cali Band, Classic Ruins, Black Souls. And yes, that'll be on Saturday at Once, like I said. Oh my God, I need that box set. Beauty Parlor, as announced earlier, will be on Saturday. Undisclosed location, so go find out for yourself. All Together Now will be on Saturday night as well. Thank you to those guys for coming in to visit us. That will be at the Lily Pad and in Inman Square. Piebald is performing at the Sinclair on Saturday night. There's also this thing called Boston Calling. Whatever, that's too much to mention now. You guys can figure it out for yourselves, I'm sure. And that's it for the weekend, I guess. More or less, yeah. So why am I playing this this jazz music in the background? Well, I will tell you. Tomorrow night and Friday night. The Boston Pops are going to be performing the entire soundtrack to Jaws while they show Jaws the movie in Symphony Hall. Pretty dramatic. And why do we care? Well, it is local music. It's totally local music. It's pretty great local music. And we support all kinds of local music over here. So thanks for the mini concert report. Oh, you know what? I keep shoving this CD into the CD player that doesn't work for this particular CD. So, whoa, please stand by while we flip CD players. You know, it wouldn't be college radio if we didn't have a little excitement with the technology. It just wouldn't. So we will be bringing you live music shortly, like really shortly, so shortly. So please hang out, enjoy a few more tunes.
Mm-hmm. never believed much in heaven. I never heard the church bells. I never talked much to Jesus. I never thought I had much to tell. But she makes me want to believe in hell. Together we loved with one heart. Together the happiest of bands. Then together we fell apart. When I found her together with some man. And she makes me want to believe in hell. The saints and their faith and religion offer no comfort or grace. I want no acts of contrition, just an eternally burning resting place. I could pray for forgiveness and try to pretend all is well. But she makes me want to believe in hell.
that was a blast from the past. Little Big Wheel with their song Long Way Home, coming off of their Home release back in 1997. I'm going to be taking you now live to Studio D, where we have for you Club Linehan, A Go-Go.
All right, it's an honor to be playing On the Town with Mikey D. We're Club Linehan at Go-Go, and in 3, 2, 1, you'll be hearing Joe Quinn on the bass. Well, he was cold, tired, and hungry, came a begging for bread. The lady brought him in and fed him breakfast in bed. It wasn't me. Coughlin, why don't we? Bone hot burn, got my hair slicked back on a New York town in a big Cadillac. I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about, yeah. Pokey pokey with a style and grace. Hokey pokey all over. Do the hokey, do the pokey, do the hokey pokey rock. Since the day my baby left, I've been so upset. There's one day that I always regret.
Get out, devil, baby. Get out, devil, baby. right. One thing I learned yesterday, do not drink 6 monster drinks in the same day. You'll be peeing all day, it'll be green, it's not fun. Not enjoyable. This is a song from my buddy Katie, a song called Pills. Out there saying, who the hell is Club Linehan at Go-Go? Well, we were like one of the few rock bands from South Boston back in the 80s. My childhood friends, Kev Linehan, my next door neighbor on the drums, my buddy Joey Quinn, who was a neighbor up the street on the bass. You know, and we could party like rock stars. We just couldn't get out of the basement. It took us 30 years. And people kept asking, when are you going to play? And finally, we did. And we got Kenny Hyland to play guitar for us. John Keegan to play saxophone for us. Here's a song for those of you playing air guitar. It's in the key of E. Stone song called Citadel.
Men on arm shop, who goes there? We have journeyed far from here. Armed with bottles, make us swear. Yeah.
All right, here's a song. Here's an old Kink song. Flip Side, You Really Got Me, if my memory serves me right. Am I right, Kenny?
You are absolutely correct.
And key of G.
And who we all learn
it's all G. I learned it from the Liars.
There you go.
First time I saw the Liars in 1990 at the Rat, I was like, I was mesmerized by the song. I was like, hey, it goes like this. A couple notes. It's rock and roll. I was going to play it safe and I went outside the comfort zone, and that's what happens. We got Kenny Howland in this band.
Yes, he's, yep.
And, do Empty Heart for us.
Yep. Now, I picked up this version here. I was watching YouTube and there's a 1966 MC5 version of them doing Empty Heart. So, I take a little bit of that. Toss us the 13th floor elevators, and we're going to do it now. All right. An empty heart is like an empty line. Die.
WMFO Medford.
And we got a little concert report.